Doing our best to combat disinformation, misinformation, and frankly, the lies of the left when it comes to climate change and everything that's going on and everything that's not going on. We'd like to keep it all straight. Sterling Burnett, PhD, is the director of the Robinson Center on Climate and Environmental Policy at the Heartland Institute. Sterling, good to have you on the program.
Good to be back on, Steve.
Apparently now it's jeans. I'm going to have to go pantsless, apparently, because of the carbon footprint of jeans, right? This is the next. So we have to get rid of cows, we have to get rid of cars, and now we have to get rid of our pants. It's going to be a little, we're going to be right out there in front of God and everybody, apparently.
Well, you know, according to Sonny Holston of The View, we've also got rid of eclipses and earthquakes because they're caused by climate change.
Well, of course, and cicadas.
And cicadas, that's right.
All
so,
climate change.
So, you know, this whole genes thing is just idiotic. I looked into it. The EPA estimates that 10% of all our greenhouse gas emissions come from agriculture. Even if you believe, you know, greenhouse gas emissions are causing dangerous climate change, 10% is coming from agriculture. Well, only a minuscule amount is coming from cotton. I mean, we're not a huge cotton producer here in the U.S.
Well, let me stop you there because I want to be clear about something here. 10% of agriculture globally. In the United States, the agriculture footprint for carbon is less than 1.4%. I've read all of these studies. Less than 1.4% in the United States. We have no impact at all when it comes to agriculture. So, and you want to shut down American farms. Carry on.
Yeah, so cotton and jeans is even a smaller percentage of that. But more importantly, the study said, oh, well, if you only wear your jeans once, it's like driving a car 6 miles. I don't know. You know, I guess there may be some fashion models that would only use a pair of jeans once. But most people I know wear their jeans a lot.
Right. So if you wear them twice, it's 3 miles, and three times it's 2 miles, and four times it's a mile and a half, and so on and so forth. Look, this is nonsense. You know, and so do I. The cotton in jeans is irrelevant to climate change, but climate change is the magical explanation for everything. It's magic. If it's hotter, it's climate change. If it's colder, it's climate change. Hot, wet, snow, no snow, everything is explained by climate change, Sterling. It is the most remarkable little discovery, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, that's why they went to climate change, because from global warming, because when it's not warming, it looks bad for them. When it snows on a day, they're going to hold a conference on global warming. So it's climate change, because everything is climate change.
Right.
And that's what makes it not science. It makes it religion.
Right. And speaking of that, I want to ask you something here. I just want an aside question here, because we've been talking a little bit. I'll talk more about this later this week. But myself, Ivy, and Sarah, we all went to a wilderness first aid certification course put on by Knowles north of Chicago this past weekend. It was greatly educational, learned a lot, could save your life, Sterling, if I need to, I'm pretty sure. But during the course of this conversation, one of the instructors said, well, you know, now because of climate change, heat kills more people on the planet every year than cold, which is patently false. I mean, I've got study after study. I mean, it's not even a close call. Some of the studies say it's 20 to 1.
It's a flat-out lie. It's a flat-out lie. Studies published in the peer-reviewed journal, The Lancet, one of the top two or three journals in the whole medical field, show that cold kills 10 to 17 times more people than hot, and that the number of deaths due to non-optimum temperatures and extreme weather events has declined dramatically over the last century as the planet is warm. So,
And I want to point out one other thing about that. Extreme weather events, heat waves, and cold snaps kill less people than average temperature swings. People die from hypothermia in 45 degrees and rain, not 20 below zero. That's my point. Hypothermia kills people at 40 and 45 degrees when they get wet. Heat, overheat, but it doesn't have to be 110 degrees, right?
Right, that's right. It's just temperatures above or below average, but below average kills far more than 10 to 17 times more people. That's what their research says. So when they say, when someone like that says, oh, well, hot kills more than cold, he is dead wrong.
Well, there's two studies, by the way. This is the problem, Sterling. When it's a religion, people buy into it. Two outlets say this is true. The National Weather Service and NOAA say that heat kills more people. Oh, and by the way, so does Siri. When I call Siri on my cell phone, I'm like, hey, Siri, what kills more people, hot or cold? Heat. No backup at all. So this
more
garbage.
People die during hot weather than cold weather. Answer is from Wikipedia.
Did you hear that?
Oh, well, there's a credible source right there, Wikipedia.
Right.
That's where when I had students, I wanted all my students going there for sources.
I didn't actually mean for the phone to do that, but that's the way the world works. The point being is this lie is being propagated. It's being put out there on devices pumped up by artificial intelligence, not actual intelligence. And it's being pushed on people because I talked to some people in the class. Well, that's true. That's what they say everywhere. No, it's not what they say everywhere. Do some homework. But that's the problem about climate change, is the big fat lie that it is about so many different parts of it. Is the climate getting warmer? Yeah, that's why we have the Great Lakes where I live. Kind of like them, by the way, right? I mean, the glaciers melted, thank God. So I've got Lake Michigan and Lake Superior and so on and so forth. But is it caused by you or me? I don't think so.
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, look, it's warmer. Are we contributing? Maybe. Is it a catastrophe? Not at all. And, you know, when you say they say, well, you know, they do say it. Look, even the AP is getting in on this. They're getting millions and millions of dollars from foundations to cover climate change. Well, they're doing it. And now they're changing their style guide so you can't even have dissent about climate change. The press is in on it. The liberal politicians are in on it. The profiteers, the wind and solar politically connected companies are in on it. They're all collaborating to basically take power and choice away from people because they think they know best how people ought to live.
Or they don't care if they know what's best. It's about power and control. It doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong. That's the problem, Sterling. They don't care if they're right or wrong because do as I say. We're going to save the world. They want us in 15-minute cities without cars where we walk and do as we're told and can be surveilled 24 hours a day. I mean, I'm sorry to be so Orwellian, but it's pretty clear. And then the World Health Organization wants control over our health and so on and so forth. I gave you the last word.
Well, the ultimate problem for these guys is too many people. And they want population control. And if they can't get it straight, they want to control your life to such an extent that they make it miserable for you to live. And, you know, and then they'll blame suicides and depression on climate change.
Well, right. Like I said, it's the magical little discovery that explains everything. Everything. Yeah. Sterling, always appreciate you being here, bringing common sense and actual facts to the conversation. It's kind of a rare thing. As Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said here, we're going to try an experiment here. We're going to tell the truth and see what happens. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on again. Take care.
There you have it. Tell me how the experiment's working out, this whole telling the truth thing. Go to stevegruber.com. Send me an email. Say, hey, Groobs, I like the truth thing. Or, frankly, it scares the hell out of me. Well, whichever. Whatever you're good with. After the break, I'll have an update on the Crumleys. And Michigan shedding people. Faster and faster and faster. It's straight ahead. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.